This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Friday, that is 15th of November. Well, Indian markets witnessed a volatile day, but bulls managed to defend the 11,800 mark to close the day in the green. In fact, Sensex rallied by over 150 points, while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,850 levels on Thursday. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 170 points to close at 40,286, while the Nifty 50 ended 31 points higher at 11,872. Now, in terms of sectors, the action was seen in IT, consumer durable, finance and banking stocks, while profit booking was seen in telecom, metals, energy and capital goods index. Now, on the earnings front, as many as 15 companies on the BSE will report their results, which include names like Reliance Communication, Tata Teddy Services and Wadilal Industries. Now, the rupee, in fact, clocked its first gain after five sessions, closing 13 paisa higher at 71.96 against the US dollar, in line with domestic equities. However, on the institutional front, FPIs turned net sellers as they pull out 562 crores from Indian equity markets, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 82 crores. That's what provisional data showed. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals for Friday. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle, which resembles a hammer kind of a pattern on the daily charts. It also faced resistance near its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 11,888. Now, experts say that a dip below 11,800 could be used to short the index with a target of 11,700. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Friday would be 11,802, 11,895 and 12,034. Now, we have also collated three stocks which will be in focus in Friday's trading session. The first stock that we have on the list is from the telecom operator Bharti Airtel, which posted a massive loss of 23,000 crores for the September quarter, dented by exceptional loss for license fee and spectrum usage charge. Apart from that, ONGC will be in focus. It reported a 24% year-on-year fall in standalone profit at 6,263 crores. While Suzlon will be in focus after it reported a widening of its consolidated net loss to 777 crores for the September quarter. Now, to make your day more profitable, we also spoke to India Nivesh Securities and they've given us three recommendations. Now, Z Entertainment, now that's a sell for a target of 255 and a stop loss of 300. Now, second recommendation that we have is Interglobe Aviation. Now, that's a buy for a target of 1,600 and a stop loss of 1,450. Just Dial, that's another buy for a target of 560 and a stop loss of 480. Here, the upside potential is around about 8.9%. So, the three recommendations that we have given to us, the return potential is close to 5 to 9%. Well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional play. So, in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.